from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is your confidence in the Browns shaking right now for this season? Does this shake your confidence up? I think it's a hit to the general public of Browns fans out there. They're looking for something to get excited about, and every single pundit out there tells them. I think it was yesterday on Good Morning Football, and I think we've had Kyle Brand on the station before. This ain't a shot at him, but there's things that you always disagree with. He said he still picked the Chargers to go to the playoffs, even if Easton Stick is the quarterback. And I'm going, you are high. You are high on national television. High to the bejesus, you are high to say that they're going to go to the playoffs with those weapons or lack thereof and Easton Stick as their quarterback. They're not going to do that. They could do it with Justin Herbert. They're not going to do it with him. And I look at the Browns and I go, the Browns have much better weapons than the Chargers would dream of right now. But they're not going to go to the playoffs without Deshaun Watson. So when you hear about general soreness, you go, when's the availability going to be there? I know he wants to play. I know that. There are people trying to call in right now that are trying to Trojan horse me and say that he doesn't want to play. And I say that that's Bolsheviks and Boulderdash, but they are out there trying to say that he doesn't want to play, and I know he wants to play. But when I hear general soreness, it makes me feel even worse going, is he capable of going the entire season? Are we being overly cautious? What are we doing? Well, and I know he had one day off in the 16-day session. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot. All right. I don't know the day. Hey, guys, I don't know the days off of the quarterbacks in the other training camps. You were hyper-focused on the Browns during training camp here. So there might be a bunch of other quarterbacks who had days off there, and we don't necessarily pay attention to that. But I also know that when we have a guy who's recovering from injury and there's been nothing but speculation, and the speculation has been negative, it makes a Browns fan nervous. It has to.
And it makes sense from a fan perspective because you have not really gotten the Deshaun Watson you were hoping to get to this point. You've seen glimpses, but that's about it. And then we had the pretty significant shoulder surgery. And when that surgery went down last year, you did have some people online, some people, or whether it was even Dustin Fox was on the show talking about this pretty extensively, that this is something to monitor. It's something to watch. We don't know on the other side of this what Deshaun Watson is going to look like. And then some of that was quelled with the talk of he's ahead of schedule, looks great, he feels great. And then we don't really have a chance to see it because of how training camp has been conducted this year. So our thought was we were finally going to get to see it with him being able to actually maybe take a few hits in this preseason game, and now that looks like that wouldn't be a good idea at all, considering the left tackle situation, and now the fact that he got pulled from those first-team reps in favor of Jameis Winston yesterday, and the head coach is saying I had to hold him back because of it.
Kevin Stefanski was asked about that all yesterday. There was, I say an exchange, but that sounds like it was nasty. There was a back and forth. That sounds like it was nasty. Here's him talking to the media yesterday about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into Seattle plans just yet. Deshaun was a little sore. I decided to just hold back a little bit with him, but not overly concerned. I'd say general arm soreness, but again, he practiced. I held him back. He could have gone. He's feeling fine.
Did Deshaun, was he sore before practice, or did it happen during?
Yeah, before. Yeah.
Is that the first time in this camp?
No, he's been, I mean, you're a quarterback. You're throwing a lot, so you get sore.
We have a tendency to err on the side of caution with Deshaun having general soreness and also left tackle issues heading into this game.
Yeah, we'll see. I think for us, we want to just get through today, get to tomorrow, see where we are, make decisions on the game when we think it's appropriate. Don't feel like we have to rush into anything.
Will he throw tomorrow?
We'll see.
So what do you accomplish by playing him on Saturday?
Well, what you were trying to accomplish and what I'd made the case for, you know, this week was for him to feel like a normal quarterback again and have that not be against the Cowboys and Micah Parsons and their pass rush.
Uh-huh. That was what you were trying to accomplish.
We were trying to accomplish,
now
yeah.
That now what we know has changed, now what are you trying to accomplish if
to
you play
fair,
him on Saturday?
To be fair, Stefanski's acting like nothing's really changed. He said if he needed to play, he could have. So I want to be fair to Stefanski and to Deshaun Watson in that regard. You know, they're saying it's just soreness. He's experienced soreness before, and then
I didn't say
Stefanski
you weren't being
made,
fair though.
Yeah, then Stefanski made it sound like quarterbacks all the time are sore. But this one is one to monitor because of the surgery, because he's coming off the surgery.
Yeah. Because of what they've given up for him, because of what we've gone through over the last 3 years. Yeah, it's one to monitor. Anytime that guy's hurt, people are gonna freak out, or they perceive that he's hurt, they're gonna freak out. What does playing him Saturday change for anybody? Does it change anything for anybody?
What do you mean? Does it?
What does playing him Saturday change or prove to anybody out there?
Well, if he goes out there and he actually throws the ball further than 15 yards, it's not just a stationary drill or it's not a 7-on-7.
Okay.
I think it could do a lot for fans. For coaches, I think they're never going to say anything they see in preseason is going to dictate, you know, the year.
But do you want him out there just to calm down the fans?
No, I wanted him out there to calm down himself, mm-hmm. to make him confident, to make him be the Deshaun Watson with the swagger. And yes, that body language stuff that we were joking about earlier in the show. Like, yeah, it'd be nice for him to be able to feel like Deshaun Watson again. I don't know that he does.
Because
I don't know when the last time he truly did. Maybe he'd say the second half against Baltimore.
Makes a lot of sense.
But, you know.
Makes a lot of sense.
That was the half of football.
Exactly. And then we got to talk about whether or not he should do more to protect himself on the field. What you're saying makes a lot of sense. But if you don't believe it's best for him or best for the Browns, then you got to be willing to stand in here over the next 2 weeks and take a lot of people saying, well, he doesn't want to play. And a lot of people being negative and pessimistic. Because, again, when everything else that they hear. I mean, it sounds like Diana Russini, we'll play those comments later on in the show. She was on Dan Patrick's show. And it was like, well, who do you guys think is going to have a bad season? And Diana Russini seems like a wonderful person, and she says the Browns. I mean,
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't find anybody out there that's bullish on this football team. And this was an 11-6 football team. And why aren't they bullish? Well, we don't know about your quarterback. I mean, it's the same feeling. I've got nothing but the same feeling I had last November, I think 15th, right, when we had to give the news about him being out for the rest of the season. And everybody just went, that's it for the year. I'm getting that same feeling, except I think for a lot of Browns fans, they've had that same feeling over the last 8 months from people. Hey, you had a good run, but if that quarterback ain't ready to go, and we don't know if he is, because all we can do is speculate, you guys ain't going to go anywhere. Great. Wonderful. You're telling me we have the defensive player of the year. Yep. Two-time coach of the year. Assistant coach of the year. We have a guy who's a borderline Hall of Famer in Joel Bitonio. We have Denzel Ward that, even though we're worried about his health, he's still one of the top corners in the league. We have MJ Emerson, where last week it seemed to part the seas that he was going to walk through that door of elite cornerbacks last week because of what he did against Justin Jefferson in the joint practices. I got all these good players. I got Nick Chubb, Cleveland's hero, coming back. And you're telling me I'm not going to go to where I want to go because of the quarterback. It's a terrible feeling. So you got to be willing to stand in there for the next 2 weeks and have some sort of optimism if he don't play on Saturday, which is fine. Which is fine. You just got to be ready to do it. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. The only thing that bothers me, I think, in these conversations, I've heard a lot of people say over the last few days, playing in the preseason, that doesn't in any way, you know, guarantee anything for the season. Or if he's, like, good this year or bad this year, it has nothing to do with preseason. I get that, but then, you know, why do any of this? Why ever have any guy out there ever? Why? Patrick Mahomes has been out there in two games. Joe Burrow has been out there, and he's coming off, you know, surgery and a significant injury.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know that I can draw a direct line to anything that happens in the preseason. But I do think, especially like a team that's overhauling their offense, like I understand why, you know, you'd want to be out there and take some hits and feel like you can go out there. And even if it's base defenses in a preseason, and I'm not exactly sure what is it? McDonald is the head coach now of the Seattle Seahawks. What kind of crazy defense is he going to send? Exotic blitz schemes in a preseason? Probably not. But it's been a really long time since Deshaun Watson has had to feel any kind of game speed, even if it's preseason game speed.
216-474-0092. Jim and Perry, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Jim.
So he does need to play. He's played six games in the last, 3 years? Like, he's the only starting quarterback out of any NFL team that hasn't played the preseason this year. Za'Darius Smith just gave the perfect example, like he quoted on why it's they need to play in the preseason.
So would you? Wait a minute. You're the same guy. I mean, you were as nasty as it could be. I think just yesterday or the day before
you're
there,
absolutely
Jim.
Absolutely right.
So you what? So what's the point about. Of what's the point? So you're not going to complain about it if he goes out there and he plays. That's going to change your disposition altogether.
No, not all.
Okay, so then why? So they got to prove it to you.
No, you don't have to prove it to me, but what's the point of the preseason then?
The point of the preseason is to get ready for the season. But if he's sore, but now if it's reported that he's sore and he's been left out of practice, then what is the point of me playing him?
Ken, he's not sore.
Okay, then why is he not playing?
Practicing. Me. Why do people ask him that? Instead, they're asking him about his tattoos on his back.
What is with the tattoos thing? With the tattoos?
If you go back and listen to the interview, nobody ever asks him tough questions. But for whatever reason, somebody asked him about his back tattoos, and he went into a five-minute-long
What? You got to let the tattoo thing go, Jim. I can't do it. I cannot do it anymore. I can't, and I won't. I don't understand what the tattoo thing is, and I don't give a damn.
Isn't there a Super Bowl ring but no engraving?
Correct.
So That's a motivational tool.
His high school ring, his college ring, and a length ring.
Now the question is, does he look at it? Does he have to have a two mirror setup if that's going to?
Oh, I think you got to do the vaunted three mirror.
Well, the reason I asked the question, I used to have this at the Tony and Tom's barbershop. I used to stare into the mirror back there in Chesterland. It would go for days.
I hate this conversation.
It would be like
so
Interstellar.
Much.
It was incredible.
Right.
I felt like I was at the nexus of the universe. But if it's going to drive him, if it's going to drive him and motivate him, and that's going to be the carrot that he dangles out in front of him, he also has to have a mirror in front of him and in back of him so he can see.
But
that
I'm
the
not,
ring is not
enough behind you as well.
Stop it! I don't want to hear about his tattoos ever again. I don't care about the tattoos. Don't want to hear about them.
I mean, he went to the work of getting those tattoos. I don't care.
That's great for him and great for whatever the tattoos represent. I'm not having a conversation about tattoos. That call right there is exactly why I don't need to play him on Saturday. He ain't going to prove anything to a guy like Jim. Jim's still going to be upset. They said they kept him out with soreness. What, I'm supposed to put him on the? Am I supposed to put him on the stand and make him answer questions about his soreness and whether or not he should play on Saturday? Do we really want to do that? I'm sure Jim wants to, but I'm not going to sit there and do that. They kept him out there with soreness. And by the way, you hear a call like that, there ain't nothing Deshaun Watson is going to do on Saturday that's going to prove anything to him or to a lot of guys who are trying to get in about whether or not he even wants to play. Because that's where we're at with a lot of people here. Because when they think that they can go to the playoffs and one guy's being held out, we just turn it on them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.